This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Office is raising money to distribute free safety materials to schools, parents, and youth programs. The initiative was started in partnership with Law Enforcement Services, an organization that aims to build stronger coalitions between law enforcement agencies and the communities they serve across the country. Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes shared some of the resources the agency would be able to provide with the funding raised through the initiative.
Basically, this initiative gives us the ability to put out like awareness posters. So some of the posters that we can put out would be like, about bullying, about domestic violence, about, safe choices for kids or youth. There's life guides, there's coloring books, there's they call it a resource guide for teens and parents. It's full of QR links that go to accredited places that cover everything from cyberbullying to, making unsafe choices on the internet and, extortion and drugs. And so there's a bunch of information.
Through the initiative, local residents and business owners can sponsor an advertisement in the Chippewa County Sheriff's 2026 wall calendar or just make an outright donation. All sponsors and donors will receive a thank you letter from the sheriff, a resource guide and sticker pack, and a certificate of appreciation. Sheriff Hakes also had this to say on his hope for what community members take away from the new initiative.
You know, Chippewa County is trying to do the most innovative ways to engage with our area youth while being as fiscally responsible to the taxpayer dollar as possible.
Sponsors and donors will be accepted over the next couple of weeks, and the calendars are expected to be available by January. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources have announced the distribution of over $282 million to improve drinking water quality in 74 municipalities across the state. According to a press release, the funding through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program is specifically meant to help municipalities address issues with PFAS and nitrate contamination in their water supplies. This round of funding also includes a specific focus on helping smaller and economically disadvantaged communities across the state. The village of Fairchild in Eau Claire County was among the municipalities to receive one of the most significant portions of the funding. The village will receive nearly $2 million to address nitrate contamination in well number one, as well as to support the construction of a new well and well house to allow the village to abandon that existing contaminated well. The cities of La Crosse, Stanley, Rice Lake, and Menominee were also among the municipalities across western Wisconsin to receive a portion of the Safe Drinking Water Loan funding. Governor Tony Evers was in Eau Claire this week to address the increased stress on local food pantries due to delays with food share benefits caused by the federal government shutdown. During a visit to the campus Harvest Food Pantry at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire on Monday, Governor Evers called for bipartisan solutions to address the rising cost of living for Wisconsin families. A spike in demand for food assistance services has become a common occurrence for a number of local organizations. Even prior to the federal government shutdown, officials from the Community Table in Eau Claire and Stepping Stones of Dunn County reported an increase in the number of people visiting their pantries. According to a WQOW report, officials from the Campus Harvest Food Pantry also say the number of visitors they saw last school year was more than double than the number they had seen in the 2021-2022 school year. On Monday, Governor Evers said even beyond the issues caused by the federal government shutdown, he believes the state needs to start planning ahead to address overall affordability issues. The school district of Altoona has released the results of a survey conducted in October seeking to measure community support for a possible referendum on the April ballot. At a school board meeting on Monday night, district officials announced that a majority of respondents said they would support the least expensive of the possible referendum questions, which would provide the district with an additional $15.6 million to address only the most critical needs. The school board will meet again next month to decide if it will propose that referendum question on the April 2026 ballot. Health experts are reminding hunters to be wary of the potential health risks related to the use of lead ammunition with the gun deer hunt season set to get underway this weekend. According to a WSAW report, lead bullets often fragment upon impact, which could result in lead exposure when eating the venison. Children in particular are susceptible to significant health consequences from lead exposure, which could affect brain development or impact speech and behavior. Health experts recommend that hunters use lead-free ammunition like copper bullets. The Chippewa Falls Police Department is reminding residents that it will begin enforcing winter parking rules soon. According to a press release, the winter parking rules technically went into effect on November 15th, but the police department delayed enforcement until November 28th due to the mild forecast over the next few days. The rules will be in effect until March 31st, during which time no vehicle can be parked on city streets for more than 30 minutes between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. The rules are meant to make it easier for city crews to clear snow from streets and sidewalks. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is advising residents that the free WizTax service will be available for 2025 income taxes next year. According to a press release, the free and secure electronic filing option will be available beginning in February and will also include expanded features for residents claiming veterans and surviving spouses' property credits or amending their tax return. The Department of Revenue also noted that the IRS has discontinued the direct file service this year, which allowed residents to file their federal income tax returns for free. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
An update on Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo suffered a strained groin muscle in his left leg Monday night in the Bucks' loss to the Cavaliers in Cleveland. He's expected to miss the next 1 to 2 weeks. What will they do in the meantime? Doc Rivers.
We're going to either find somebody or find something to run that will pay dividends later. And that's the stretch that we're about to go through. We'll be ready.
College football, it's the Badgers and Illinois this Saturday night. Kickoff at Camp Randall Stadium at 6:30. Carter Smith at quarterback in a year that Wisconsin has lost two others to injury.
It has been an Achilles heel. There's no doubt about it. But moving forward, we have to find consistency. We have to find depth. And some of that might be in some youth as well. And so the last few weeks of the season, that's what we got to see if we can figure out and see if we can help develop in Carter. And then we need to be able to move forward as once the season ends.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, our high in the low to mid 40s here this afternoon. Tonight, a little bit of light rain, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low dropping to around 35. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.